So are there any other people, before we close up, any other people who weren't directly related to the Mount Mansfield Company who are in town or characters in the area who come to mind when you remember your years in Stowe?
Well, you heard all the stories of Henry Hastings. You got that.
Well, I've heard it from one person. Oh. So you might have some other...
Well, Henry was a pain in the neck. He used to, and he and I sip intensely. He'd go up and sit in the car and watch Sepp play tennis at the tennis courts at the Toll House. And finally, we had to have the police tell him we had to move. Then he used to come over to the country club, and Sepp said, I don't like to have him there. Well, I'd have some, have to move, please. Don't hang around here.
What was his beef with Sepp?
He just wanted to antagonize him, I think. Didn't like the way the Mount Mansfield Company was operating, I don't know. But then he had that truck with a stove on it parked down in front of Green Mountain Inn. You've heard that story.
Yeah.
Making, cooking up smoke. But Henry was around all the time. He's a good tennis player, but they wouldn't let him play at the tennis courts up about. This was before the tennis club, so there were not too many tennis courts around Stowe at that time.
And why wouldn't they let him play? Just didn't care for him?
Just because he didn't like to have him around.
And how would you describe him as a personality? Did you spend time?
Well, I got a lot of fun with him. He was quite a loud mouth and very busy all the time. Drove up and down the road a lot. I don't know what he did for a living, but he didn't work very much, I don't think. He kept busy. Strange man.
Now, what was the story, if you could recount for me again, why he was parking his truck in front of the Green Mountain Inn? He had a
stove on it.
Yeah.
And he used to cook wood, I think, to just make smoke. Antagonize Parker Perry.
Mm-hmm. And what was his beef with Parker again?
That I know personally, but after a while, Parker used to fill all the parking places in front of his hotel with cars that the people he knew were his own cars, so he couldn't park there with a truck.
Did the police get involved at all?
Well, they used to try to move him along. Of course, the rules about polluting were not as strict at those days as they are now. A funny thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Helen Beckerhoff was telling me in her world history.
She knows more about it than anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.